There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train. Search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, everyone. This is Peter with Gamertag Radio here at the Ubisoft Media Showcase. We're hanging out here with Julian Hummer, the player experience director for The Crew 2. So tell us, tell the listeners, what is different about The Crew 2?
So The Crew 2 is a totally different experience compared to the previous installment. It's a gigantic open world, and we'll be able to, for the first time, to play with cars, boats, planes, and bikes. So you will meet four different families: street racers, freestylers, off-roaders, and pro racers. And then you have to choose whatever you want to become the Motor Nation champion.
So in the experience, to try to like detail it for the listeners and for our viewers later when they're watching it on our video capture, we go from driving a car, right, on the streets of, you know, on the streets, to seamlessly transitioning to whether you're on an airplane or a boat. Tell us what inspired you guys to do something like this.
Well, we worked a lot on the game to make sure that we were removing a lot of barriers. And for us, what the thing was cool is, as soon as you were able to play with a plane or with a boat or with a car, we wanted to make sure that the player will have their favorite vehicle and they can switch like that with their vehicle they want to play with. So in one click, with a feature we call the Fast Fav, so the Fast Favorite, you can switch from the car directly to the plane, and then switch again to a car or a boat, and then you can play seamlessly with the vehicle you want.
So let's go a little bit more into detail with the four families, right? So you have the street racers.
Yeah, you have the street racers. Well, you will have like finding a way within a city to have like jumps, shortcuts, and doing legal or illegal races with other players. And you have the off-road, so it's a very different family where you will be able to have like an exploration with a rally red discipline, for example. So it's all about exploration in the nature with a very different mood. And then the pro racer, it's all about finding the perfect line. And then the freestyler, so the crazy family where you enjoy and you play the jet sprint discipline.
Okay, so within those four families, so we'll take the street racers. What vehicles are we looking at? What kind of cars are we talking about?
So there at E3, we presented the street race discipline. We'll have more discipline that will be announced and revealed later. But each family will have their own disciplines, and player will be able to play whatever they want to become a legend within the motorsport nation.
Okay, so the most fun people usually have on a racing game is the ability to race their friends. So I noticed in our gameplay session, we were racing with other people in the room, but if I tried, I couldn't really crash into them. They almost kind of like went, they kind of like ghosted through each other. Yeah. What was the thought process behind that? Like, why allow them to ghost through you as opposed to impede your race?
So it depends what you are playing. So when you are playing the jet sprint or the rally red, you were playing with others, but it's a time attack. So we wanted to make sure that you were reaching the line without any annoyance with the other competitors. If you were doing the street race event, you will be able to crash with other competitors. So it's because it's a time attack, it's like a ghost. You can't touch people, but you can play together.
Okay. All right. So that makes a lot more sense now for me. And so as we were talking about earlier, the the gameplay itself lends more towards an arcadey, non-realistic feel versus, you know, some of the other racing games. What's your experience on that, and how do you feel about having a more arcadey, a more arcade style racer versus going for simulation and realism?
We wanted to make sure that it was a game easy to pick up for all type of gamers, people wanting to play with their friends, people wanting to explore, to have a race or a competition. So it's more easy to pick up, but could be hard to master if you want to go through handling parameters. It's possible, but there we wanted to make sure that every vehicle was easy to pick up, so it's more accessible.
Gotcha, that makes more sense. So, you know, in order to get more people involved into the game, where can we go to check out more about the Crew 2?
So, you mean in terms of information?
Yes.
Of course, on our official website or on our traditional social media, on Twitter, on our Facebook official channels, you will have all information posted regularly. And you probably noticed we announced a loyalty program. So if you play TC1, you will be rewarded in TC2 as soon as you are launching TC2.
Excellent. And is there a launch date associated?
2018.
All right. I was going to say, wow. All right. Well, Julian, thank you for taking time out of your, you know, busy schedule. And everyone, check out the Crew 2. It's a lot of fun. If you like racing games, I think this is going to be for you guys. Thank you. This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by Western Digital. For a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with the coupon code WDGTR. Find out more at WD.com/GTR. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you get the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speeds so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable Western Digital hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place.
Yeah, they sent you a couple samples, right, of this. So how's it been your experience so far?
They sent me a Western Digital Blue, I want to say it was a 500 gig solid state drive, and a 4 terabyte hybrid solid state drive, or a hybrid solid state disk drive. So in my experience, I've always done a combination because you take advantage of the performance mm-hmm. of a solid state drive within your computer, and then you take advantage of the additional capacity that the solid state hybrid drives can give you, along with the with a larger cache package inside of the solid state hybrid drive. So it's something I've always taken advantage of, and I highly recommend that our listeners do so as well.
Take advantage. You know, mention the site.
Absolutely. WD.com or WDC.com/GTR, and just use the promo code WDGTR to get your 20% off.